Well, the Raptors don't have to worry about that just yet. They have season in front of them, and we have the coach, Dwayne Casey. Good morning, Coach.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing pretty good. Respect to hand it out. We haven't had an opportunity to talk to you since the All-Star game. Coach, in the All-Star game, what did that mean to you?
Well, it was fun. You know, the most important thing, I think, is representing the city and also – I even say the country also, and then the organization has, you know, been the first group of coaches to represent the organization in franchise history was special. The opportunity to go and really present and talk about Toronto and all the news outlets that were there, that was important to me and also the coaching staff to be able to do that, and then to represent our players. We had Kyle and DeMar there, but also too, there's 13 other guys on the roster that have really committed to winning, committed to each other, to try to do the things the right way, change how we do things, and then also just the young guys not being picked to go and play in the Rising Star game. So there was a lot of reasons to go out there and talk and really boast about our organization and our city and our fans there in L.A.
Well, you got a long runway ahead of you, Coach, but you may always go down as an unbeaten coach of Team LeBron. We just don't know whether anybody's ever going to lose with But did you take anything away, like souvenir-wise? Like, you're in the moment right now. You're trying to win an NBA title here for the Raptors and for this organization, but I'll never forget. I talked to Kelly Trepuka. I got to know a bit in Detroit, and he said, I couldn't believe it. I was on the floor in an All-Star game, and I turn, and Larry Bird's passing the ball to me, and then I'm passing it to Julius Erving. Like, those are real touch point moments you never ever forget, despite the grind of 82 game seasons. You never forget those type of moments.
No question. And the moment I remember that, we were drawn up in the game play to try to win the game offensively, and then team Steph called a timeout, and then we were trying to talk about what do we want to do defensively, and the moment where we talked about, let's make sure we stay connected, stay on Steph's body, and then that's when LeBron's chimed up and spoke up like any leader should do in that situation and said, hey guys, let's get this stopped. Was really imploring his teammates to get a stop, and I'll never forget that moment. I had clipboard in my hand drawing up everything, and he was sweating and spitting at the mouth and really passionate about getting that stop, and those guys got it. And that, I'll always remember that moment as far as anything else. And also, too, to be honest, to have my daughter there, she was a ball girl sitting on the bench. I'll always remember that moment, and as well as other moments there that weekend.
She could have got as much playing time as Jimmy Butler did. You must have been waiting to see when Jimmy was getting in the game. That was a bit of an oddity, wasn't it?
I didn't even realize that he didn't play. I mean, after the game, it was a big ruckus about him not participating and playing. But the same situation with LaMarcus Aldridge. He had a sore knee, but he wanted to play. And so we played him, I think, 3, 4, 5 minutes or whatever it was. And I understand that, and that's what I told players before the game. If you don't want to play, if you're fatigued and worried about playing too hard, let me know, and that way we'll play the 7, 8, 9 guys that really want to compete to win, because that's the narrative we wanted to change about the entire weekend, was to say, hey, look, the NBA is about competing to play. Let's get away with the circus attitude, the circus atmosphere that was being had that weekend, 170 to 180 or whatever. And coaches and AAU coaches and little kids are looking at it and like, this is what basketball is about, and it's not. So I thought the players, did that. They wanted that. The league wanted it. I think the fans wanted it. So I think we had took a huge step to do away with that narrative of that All-Star Weekend is not about competing, but no disrespect to Harlem Globetrotter show.
Raptors head coach Dwayne Casey with us this morning, and the All-Star game is a wonderful thing, but you may have bigger and better things in front of you. Aside from finishing in first place in the conference, is there anything that you would like to see from your team that you'd like to do differently between now and the playoffs? An improvement in some area?
Well, that's the goal, is to win the conference, and we one area we have to get better in is closing out close games. That's the thing we've been working on and talking about and teaching and showing video and working on in practice is, you know, making sure we execute attention to detail and you know, making plays in the last 5 minutes of the game in a close game. And that's our probably our weak point, or if you want to say we have one. You know, and again, it's hard to duplicate in practice. It's hard to get the stress level, the angst that you get during a regular game, and you know, with you know, 2 seconds on the clock, 5 seconds on the clock, whatever it is, it's hard to duplicate that in practice. We're trying. Again, it's one thing that you have to almost have to go through all the time to get a rhythm, to get a feel for doing it. And you know, we're trying to make sure we understand, each player understands what they have to do on every possession at the end of the game, with under stress, under pressure, with grab and hold, and the physicality that takes place at the end of the game, which is totally different than the other 46 minutes, 45 minutes of the game. The last 3 minutes is a mug fest almost in the NBA now. So you got to play through that. Don't look for a whistle and execute the play.
Raptors head coach Dwayne Casey, our guest, wraps against the Magic tonight in Orlando, off to D.C. for the Wizards, and some great home games coming up, Oklahoma City, Houston. I don't know that I've ever seen an NBA crowd react to a bench unit like yours. People really like this group. They are young. They are vibrant. They're awfully exciting. They all bring something that's ultimately different. You've coached in a lot of games and in a lot of different scenarios, and I just, you must have noticed it really early on, like this, nobody goes to get a hot dog when you make that initial shuffle and four or five of your reserves come in.
Well, they're fun. Yeah. That's the main thing that you understand about that group. They're a lot of fun to coach. They play the game the right way. The heart is in it. They play with passion. They may make some mistakes. They may miss shots, but yet and still they're giving it everything they have, and they've improved. Each one of those guys has really improved and gotten better, you know, and that's why it's hard for Norm Powell, I feel for him, because it's nothing he's done wrong. It's just, you know, the guys in front of him have played so well and executed. We're trying to find minutes to keep him because, you know, at some point we're going to need Norm in that rotation. It's, you know, somewhere. Whether a guy has a cold or whatever it happens, it's so again, it's nothing that he and Lucas Nogueira have done wrong. And but that group together, the chemistry, the feel for each other, have really gotten better and improved. And that's something that they can hang their hat on. We know that those guys are going to come in and change the game, you know, as far as with their speed, their energy, their focus. Whatever it is that we need, they've done it so far this year.
Are you surprised? Did you have any idea what you had on your hands with this bench when the season started?
We were hoping that we had that. Didn't know for sure. I don't think anybody knew 100% for sure. I knew, and the coaching staff knew, how hard those guys worked last summer down in L.A. and together. You know, that's one of the things, they have that chemistry. Pascal and Jakob have a 1-2 chemistry at the 4-5 position. They're all, you know, they practically, you know, everybody was teasing them. They went on vacation during the All-Star break together, and that's unusual. But those two have a connection. They're passing each other. They know what each other. They are on the floor. So we had a feeling, but didn't know, if, you know, especially once you get into regular season battle, how they were going to respond and how they were going to react. And luckily for our organization and the team, that those guys have improved. Now, are they a finished product? No. I'm not going to sit and say that they're a finished product, because there's some areas where, you know, we all can get better, they can get better in, and they work hard as any group I've been around.
Game 60 tonight for the Raptors. Head coach Dwayne Casey joining us, Toronto in Orlando. Watch that Biombo guy tonight. He can be troublesome. Keep an eye on him.
Well, I love Biz. I love him when he's in the Raptor colors, but I don't like him very much when he's in Orlando's colors. But he plays hard. I think he's a typical blue collar guy that it's one of those guys that always seems like they come back and play against their former team, and he's one of those guys. He's going to come tonight, trying to disrupt things, trying to block shots. So we got to make sure we space, you know, Jakob and Jonas space the floor to make sure we try to keep him as far away from things as possible. But I'm happy for Biz. I'm happy he was rewarded for the time he spent with us there in Toronto. But again, there's probably four nights a year I don't like.
That's right.
Thanks. Thanks, Coach. Great talking with you, and especially on what is a very busy day. We thank you for taking some time out to join us.
Thank you, guys.